Like, you don't have to say, hey, look at me, I just got this and that. No, I think, again, it's that communication. How can you communicate effectively the things that you are a part of while sharing that and not coming off across as if, you know, the world revolves around you? And so that's a big part of helping students and even adults realize that with personal branding, is that you can use your words wisely when you're sharing about the incredible things that you get to be a part of.
The Digital to Learn podcast is dedicated to exploring both what's new and what's good in the use of technology in teaching and learning.
Our mission is to have the best minds sitting in front of our microphones sharing evidence-based strategies for digital teaching and learning.
Digital to Learn is brought to you by the Center for Learning and Innovation at Indiana Wesleyan University.
Thank you for joining us. And now, the Digital to Learn podcast.
Welcome to the Digital to Learn podcast. I'm Tiffany Snyder, and I'm here with my co-host, Brad Garner. Hi, Brad.
Hey, I've always wanted to do this, and I'm going to get it over with today. A shout out to the Larry Sanders Show. Hey now!
I'm not even sure how to respond to that. We might have to make our guest respond to that. Today, we have the privilege of welcoming back to the show, Jen Bennett. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here with you today.
Thank you. And for our listeners, if you didn't have a chance to listen to part one of this series with Jen Bennett, please go back and do so now on your favorite podcast provider. For now, we're going to move forward with our conversation with Jen Bennett on the Digital to Learn podcast. You know, I remember formerly working in a career development office on a residential campus and
of an unnamed Midwestern university.
Yes, where Jen Bennett happens to be. But I remember having seminars for students on LinkedIn and resume writing. Now, on occasion, we'd have faculty members attend those student-focused seminars because they would say, you know, I don't have a LinkedIn. I might have a ResearchGate account or something. Should I have a LinkedIn? And if so, I don't know what to do. Help me. Or I have a curriculum vitae, never had to have a resume. How would I ever get this CV information on a one-page marketing-like document? Help me. So faculty would attend those seminars sometimes. And so I just wonder a question for you, because I do think it comes a bit more natural, or you're in an area of communication for other faculty who are just looking to, you know, increase industry exposure and prepare students for the marketplace. Where do they begin if they're trying to better connect curriculum with industry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a great place to begin is LinkedIn. I think that is a great place because people are much more willing to connect with you there. And so I think that would be step number one. Connect with people on LinkedIn, local people, local community leaders, local executive directors, business owners, connect with them and start paying close attention to what they post, what they talk about, and see if they would at some point be open to being a guest speaker in your class or partnering with your class. I think one of the things is we have to not be afraid to reach out to people. And I know sometimes that can be scary, especially I tend to be introverted. People are like, you're introverted?
What?
I am introverted. What? Yeah, I am an introvert.
Wow.
But I think we have to be willing to reach out to people and just see. And some of them may say no to being a guest speaker or partnering with your classes. So LinkedIn, I think, is a great place to start. And then I think another great thing to do is just start getting to know the different leaders in your community. And so see what organizations you can be a part of, see how you can meet people, what events are happening, just so you can start creating those relationships, those friendships, so that at some point, those people will be like, I'd love to come and speak in your class. I think those are two key things that faculty can do. And I know it can be hard sometimes because we're so busy. And then when you do bring in a guest speaker, that takes extra work. Or when you're working with a class client, a real client, that can be a little intimidating. I've felt that way before. Like, oh my gosh, what if my students put something together and it's not good? What is this client going to think? but I have to kind of push past those fears and still move forward with that, knowing that my students will have an incredible opportunity. And I'll tell you, there hasn't been one time yet where I've partnered with a class client that the class client has been like, that was horrible. I never, you know, I haven't had that yet. I think a lot of times these class clients understand that these are students, they're learning, and they want to also be a part of that and give them the opportunity. And mm-hmm. so some great stuff can come out of that. So yeah, so my biggest recommendation is connecting, networking, and just being out there and meeting people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is a bit of a different perspective, but part of my education was online and in primarily asynchronous format. And so I remember being enrolled in the course and seeing the professor's name and going onto LinkedIn to see if I could just see what they looked like or see more about them, because they're an adjunct instructor teaching my online course. And I was curious to know, who is this person with this name? And I'd say less than 50% of the time could I ever find that faculty member on LinkedIn.
Right.
And if I did find them, it was because they primarily worked in industry, that they weren't, you could tell they weren't full-time faculty. So I did find that interesting, and it's something for our online faculty to consider. Now, of course, we hope in your course you are posting a photo of yourself or having synchronous sessions, but if you're not, it may be that students are looking for you on LinkedIn or looking to connect with you beyond the course and aren't able to do so.
Yes, they absolutely are. I actually am connected to quite a few students on LinkedIn, even from the former school that I was at. I have students messaging me on LinkedIn, telling me about the jobs that they're getting and different things like that. Like, students really want to connect with their faculty online. I have students following me on Instagram. You know, like, they just want to connect because they want to know about you. And so, and that brings up another point, is that when you do go online, you have to always be aware, kind of that whole be worth following message, of what you're putting out there, because you have students that are looking up to you, who are following you online. They want to know about you. They want to know about your travel, your family. They want to see the other part of their professor. And so it's been great having that other side opportunity to connect with students that way.
It's funny you mentioned be worth following. That reminds me of a book I have on my nightstand. Do you know anything about that?
I do. So this book came when I was working online and helping ministries, organizations with their online presence. And one of the things that I noticed was that there was just a lot of stuff being posted online that would just kind of make you cringe. Like, oh, why did they post that? Okay, I don't want to follow this person anymore. And the book is faith-based. It is geared towards women, but men have written me and said, I've read your book. I loved it. But the whole premise behind it is that, especially as faith-based leaders, we should be worth following online. And it gives a variety of stories, tips for people who want to be worth following online, not just so that they can connect with people or have partnerships or grow their business or their organization, but ultimately to share the gospel online. I mean, people go online all the time. And so that's where the premise of that book came. I just felt like a message of be worth following needed to be put out there, and almost kind of like a reminder of that, kind of like you said earlier, Brad, people are watching you whether you realize it or not. People are checking out your profiles. People are watching what you're posting. What are you putting out there? And are you someone that people will want to continue following?
So what are some top tips you would give for people to be worth following?
Yeah. So my number one is, I think you have to know what's your voice. And when I say voice, what I mean is, how do you want to come across? Do you want to come across as encouraging, motivational, empowering? I think when you know what your voice is, that helps you know what you will and will not post, what you will and will not comment on. So for me, I do not get involved with politics and big debates and all that, because that's not my purpose for being online. That's not my voice, for, you know, when I'm online. I want to be encouraging. I want to be motivating. I want to be inspiring. And so when you know your voice, then you know what you will and will not get involved with. And so I would say that's probably my number one tip, is you have to know what's your purpose for being online and what's my voice, because that will help you decide what you will and will not post.
And your example of being inspiring and encouraging, that type of voice these days is probably in the minority, which also makes it stand out more clearly to those who are looking.
Yeah, because it's so noisy online, so many opinions, so many thoughts and all of that. And I mean, it can get overwhelming. And this is one of the things that I share with my students also. I let them know, because we talk a lot about personal branding and using your social media platforms to help open doors for you rather than close doors for you. And so we talk about how the research shows that employers are checking you out online before they ever bring you into an interview. So what are you posting to help you stand out? How are you differentiating yourself online? How are you sharing the things that you're learning and the things that you're a part of? So even in my classes, we talk about the whole be worth following message and personal branding, and why it's so very important that you be careful with what you post, because people are watching.
At what level do students have a sense of that, do you think, coming in?
Yeah, I would say they haven't seen the importance of it at the beginning. But then when we get to the end, after going through and talking about it, they see the importance behind it. You know, when you talk about, you know, you're going into the marketplace and there's 99 other people going after the same position that you're going after. And if employers are checking you out online, if you blend in with everybody else, there's not going to be anything there that helps you stand out. But if you start sharing about what you're learning, connections that you're making, that makes all the difference. So when they first come in, they don't really see the importance behind it. And a big part of it is because they feel like, I'm just a college student. I don't have any experience. What could I possibly share? Nobody's going to listen to me. So I have to work with them and remind them that you are influential. You do have things to share. You are learning some great stuff and you can stand out. And so my hope and goal is that by the time we talk about it and get through it in a semester, that they have a much better idea of how they can use their online platforms to build their personal brand, and that they realize that they do have something to share.
I've seen it.
I'm happy that your students are getting that. I'm also sad that all the other students aren't. That's a piece of learning that should be across the entire university.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Every graduate.
Yeah, I feel like everybody should take a personal branding class, because it's so important with technology in our world today and how people are using technology. And again, the connections that you can make are incredible. Like this semester, one of my students met with a local community leader and posted it on LinkedIn. And that just made me so happy, because I was like, there you go. You're out there networking. You're posting about your conversation and what you learn and all of that. And so, yeah, I agree. I think every student should take a personal branding class.
And when we offer that class, I have the perfect textbook.
Okay. Be worth following.
You were describing your voice in an online space, and since that's how I met you, I would say the number one thing that I took away from your voice, or I guess heard, was gratitude is something. You know, sometimes when you want to be encouraging or inspirational, at least speaking for myself, you may fear that it will come across as tooting your own horn or making yourself sound just bigger than thou. But really, when you post, always starts with something like, I am so grateful that I had the opportunity to, or I am humbled that I was invited to, or, you know, my students, it's either others focused or it's just humility and gratitude throughout. And so I've learned from that too, like, oh, wow, this is how I could share about what I'm learning or what I'm involved in professionally, not as a student, without having a message that I'm not going for, which is, you know, look at me, look at me.
Right. And that's a concern for a lot of people when they hear personal branding, they're like, ah, no, because it's going to come across like I'm egotistical or I'm sharing about all of this stuff and it's all focused on me. And I think a big part of that is just learning how to word it and phrase it. Like, you don't have to say, hey, look at me, I just got this and that. No, I think, again, it's that communication. How can you communicate effectively the things that you are a part of while sharing that and not coming off across as if, you know, the world revolves around you? And so that's a big part of helping students and even adults realize that with personal branding is that you can use your words wisely when you're sharing about the incredible things that you get to be a part of.
Absolutely right. Well, this has been great fun. What do you say, Tiffany?
Yeah, I kind of want to, you know, minimize a tab and maximize my LinkedIn tab and the course I'm going to teach tab and really get to work. But I'm trying to be focused too. But yes, it has been great fun. And we couldn't wait to have you here and feature a fellow colleague. This was actually news to me. I'm sure news to Brad too, that you've only been in Indiana for 1 year. Could have fooled us. The connections that you have in Indiana are been here my whole life. And I just think, wow.
Well, people have been great. I mean, they have been great to connect with the small business owners that I've had the opportunity to connect with, marketing leader at MGH that I've had the opportunity to connect with. It's just the people here have been fantastic. And so they've made it super easy to make those connections.
Well, I'm thinking too, if you knock on somebody's door and want to talk to them about the work they're doing, you're coming from the university to them and saying, what you're doing is really important. We want to partner with you. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a great encouragement to people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they get some incredible campaigns from the students. And yeah. So it's almost like a win-win for both. And then students, a big part of it too, is that they get to learn those so important soft skills. Mm. How do I communicate with a client? How do I ask questions to a client when I am not sure the answer to this? How do I get in touch with a client when a client is super busy and they don't answer my emails? How do I work in a team and communicate with my team? And so not only are they learning the hard skills of communication and PR and marketing and all of that kind of stuff, but then they're also learning those soft skills, which is super important. And if I'm asking my students to do these things, to go out and meet people and network and don't be afraid and this and that, I have to be doing that myself also.
I feel a need to give a special shout out to your stuffed animals because they so contributed to your becoming such a great teacher.
I know.
The stuffed animals.
I hope they're not in the garage. I hope they're getting better treatment than that.
Yeah, they might be in the attic or something.
Well, Jen, thanks for being with us today. It was fun.
Thank you. This has been wonderful. I so appreciate the opportunity to be here.
And for all of our listeners, we will have resources, including a link to Jen's book, available on our website, digitaltolearn.com with a numerical 2. And also additional resources will be available on our social media platforms, Twitter and LinkedIn.
Thank you for joining us on Digital to Learn.
If you enjoyed this podcast, there are 3 things we ask you to do. 1, come back and join us again. 2, tell your friends about us. And 3, give us a positive ranking on your favorite podcast platform.
Digital to Learn is brought to you by the Center for Learning and Innovation at Indiana Wesleyan University.
It's a digital world.
Always keep learning.